fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, aka Kit Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Now, I'm hoping I don't have to do that again, but let me just make sure. Hold on, because we be having some weird moments around here. So just give me 1 second. Okay, never mind. I don't have to check. Doctor already told me what I needed to know. Listen. Today should be a very interesting day because, oh, child. If I start like that, you know some stuff. Because today is the wiretap. Today we are going to get into this grand jury indictment of a Mr. Sean Diddy, Diddler, P. Diddy, Puffy, Love, whatever other name, that he has taken on has going on right now. So a few things that I wanted to discuss and hold on. In the process of all of that, because there's some other things that have come to the light. The first thing I'll say is he went up for bail yesterday. He was denied. He went up for bail again today. He was denied again. We'll get into that in a minute. So that's a thing. I'm also, what else happened? Jeez, I'm trying to think of everything. Hold on. I had some notes today because this one is serious. So today we're going to get into the indictment. We're also going to get into proposed bail proposal that was brought to the table. We're going to get into that because I have that as well. Now, let me tell you this before I get into any of that. If you want to read along with us this evening, go. I'm going to say all of that right now because it's just so much going on. Y'all don't like to listen to me, and I have a problem with that. But let me say the things that I need to say. I'll start there. If you would like to join this conversation, you can call in, you can text, you could drop a comment. The number is 443-780-5978. Again, the number is 443-780-5978. That's that. Know that if you call in, you will be live on air. If you text or drop a comment, I will be reading that out loud on air as well. If you would like to talk to us about anything, I mean anything at all, sponsorships, advertisements, you just want to say hi, you got some gab you need to send my way so I can spread it to the world because we're nosy together, you just want to say hi, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. All right. Couple of more things to say, so then we're going to get into this craziness. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. I personally am big on the likes. I prefer those above anything because, like my DJ says, it lets them know that we will be here forever. And so, yeah, hit that like button. Simple, free way to support the show. Do that. I'm informative. I give y'all information that y'all normally would not even have. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Now, this is what I was going to say about that. If you would like to read along with these court documents that we are about to go through, you can go to the website, scroll. You'll see a button that says, do you, we have an app now. Click where it asks you, do you want to download the app? You can go on there. You can download the files from there. They are available. The indictment is available along with the bail proposal that is available on there as well. It's along with the Don Richards case and any other case that we've read thus far, but this is the case that we're going to focus on right now, because this is high gab, babe. Like, I always knew they were going to get him. I just didn't know when or how they were going to get him. So we're going to do this really, really quickly, and then I'm going to be right back, and then we're going to get into it because we got to talk about it. You'll see in a minute. Child, we got to talk about it. I'll be right back.
Hi, my ambitious ones. I am so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, to smell, you get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Purr.
AU Big Purr. I will not say the other thing until the end of the show, but I want to say it. You know I want to say it. So just that the fact that you know that you know that I want to say it is all good with me. I'm about to bring my boo doc in real quick because this is serious. Oh, child, doc, honey.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be wanting to say the thing at the end of it, but reserve that for other times. I want to go ham, though. This is why you need to join the coffee community, so that I can go ham and you could hear the thing that I want to say that I can't say until then. Anyway, doc.
Okay.
Today. I'm gonna put this on the screen real quick. Hold on. Gonna get into this.
Oh, I got the wrong one up.
Which one did you pull up, babe?
The proposed package.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that because this is what we're gonna get to the indictment part first.
Okay, my bad.
Because that happened first in order for them to even come up with this proposal package in the first place.
Okay, got it. I got it locked in right here now.
Boom. So that's
why.com. It has all you need. The whole shebang, everything that you see on screen right there is right there.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, this, what we're going through, I was trying to figure something out, but whatever. This is what we are going to topple today. Now, I've been wanting to go through this Kanye case, and like I said, Kanye is not going nowhere. None of his shenanigans is ever going to stop. He's going to be Kanye for the rest of his Kanye life.
Cray cray.
So we will get to that eventually. Plus, that case is still in litigation, so we have time, right?
True.
But this particular case is very important to our discussion because we have been covering these cases, cases. Particularly, and in covering his cases, we witnessed a lot of criminal behavior and activity. Child, didn't we? And in going through these civil cases, because all of the cases that we've covered thus far have been civil cases, and going through these civil cases, your girl Kat, the sleuth of the year, has been connecting dots.
Dot.
Since this has all started to transpire. And now I feel like this case right here is going to connect more dots. So I feel like, Doc, and because this is a different type of case for us, I want us to, I go, you go, so I got one, you got two, you know, so forth.
Okay.
I feel like that, you know what I mean? Like, and we can probably get through this document fast. But before we get into the overview, let me just say that this case is the United States of America versus Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. PD. I didn't even know that was a thing. A.k.a. Love.
A.k.a. The Diddler.
A.k.a. The Diddler who diddles things. Now, I want to just cover that part. Who the hell is PD?
I don't know. I've never heard of anybody refer to Sean Combs as PD. Do they mean to put like Puff Daddy? No, they already got Puff Daddy.
Yeah, they got Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, PD, and then Love.
It really made me think of the one video, There Goes the Neighborhood, with Ben Stiller. He's like, P. Diddy, Pop Daddy, whatever your name is.
Right. Maybe that's where they got it from. They watched it before they came up with these
stuff. They had to, because when I'm like, P. D., Ben Stiller, when that video. When he went to his house and he hit the golf ball over, he's like, whatever they call you, P Diddy, Papa Diddy, Papa Daddy, P, whatever. That's what it sounds
like. Diddle, Diddy, what did he say? Pop Diddle Pop or something like that.
Yeah.
Listen, and the irony that he made that song, but he is going somewhere.
Mm.
And you could be a bad boy for life in the place that you're going to.
Just sadly, yeah.
I'm just saying. So let's get into this case.
Okay.
Count one, racketeering and conspiracy. That is the first that they are charging him with. Oh, child. So the grand jury charges, and this is the overview. For decades, Sean Combs, aka Puff Diddy, aka P. Diddy, aka Diddy, aka PD, whoever the hell that is, aka Love, the defendant abused, threatened, coerced women and others around him to fulfill his desire, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. Oh, Diddy now. To do so, Combs relied on employees, resources, and influence of multifaceted business empires that he led and controlled, creating a criminal enterprise whose members and associates engaged in and attempted to engage in, among other crimes, as trafficking, forced labor, I can't even say, kidnapping, arson. I got my feelings about this one. I think I know where that goes. .. bribery and obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
They allege that he did, which leads up to his racketeering charge. Go ahead.
Statement number two, Sean Combs, aka Puff Daddy, aka P. Diddy, aka Diddy, aka PD, whoever that is, aka Love. I thought it was Brother Love, by the way, but Love.
It was to me what I heard, but let them tell it.
Yeah. So the defendant operated his businesses headquartered at various times in Manhattan and Los Angeles under a variety of United States-based corporate entities, including Bad Boy Entertainment, Combs Enterprises, and Combs Global, collectively the Combs Business. Corporate entities in the Combs Business included, among other things, record labels, a recording studio, an apparel line, an alcoholic spirits business, a marketing agency, and a television network and media company. So that's everything from Revolt to Ciroc to Sean John. To what I'm missing? Bad Boy.
Yeah. Anything that his name was stamped on, he
anything
even
remembered. He's connected to.
And what people don't understand too is, and they didn't pay attention to, because nobody was going to pay attention to that at this point anyway. So Bad Boy is still very much an enterprise and an entity. Mm-hmm. And what he did with that was he put that under his son's name.
Oh.
Hear me out. Then he started a new record label called Love Records. Remember, we talked about that. That was the whole thing with Rodney being there in the first place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Child, he ain't slick. He ain't slick.
All right, look, can we make a thing now? We don't have to read all those things no more.
I'm not reading. No, I'm just going to say Diddy. Diddler. Oh. Because I can't do all these AKAs. This is just way too many. I've never seen a document with so many AKAs in my life.
They keep doing it.
And we only on page two right now. And this is ridiculous at this point. Like, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Who wrote this? Okay, whatever.
Papa Diddy Pop. Ben Stiller wrote this. Ben Stiller. Papa Diddy Pop.
Papa Diddy Pop. That's what we should put that in there now. Papa Diddy Bop. Okay. So, at all times relevant to his indictment, Papa Diddy Bop. See, I like how that rolling in. You see how it fits, Papa Diddy Bop. Papa Diddy Bop, the defendant engaged in a persistent and persuasive pattern. I said he got a pattern of abuse towards women and other individuals. So it ain't just the ladies. Anybody can get it. This abuse was at times verbal, emotional, physical, and of the intimate nature. I'm trying to.
One thing about that line, though, is kind of funny is the fact that they didn't say towards women and men. They just said women.
Other individuals.
Women. Yeah, but that's kind of triggering to just say women and then not put women and men, but they say other individuals. It's like they don't want to allege anything about the men situation yet. But
that could be other individuals, can be transsexuals, transgender.
True.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so that's why other individuals, but we know the main core of the situation is women.
Okay. All right. I can rock with that. I didn't drift that far. I didn't know we was going to Eddie Murphy territory a little bit, but all right.
But it could be. It's puffy. Right. Did we not just go through all of these things before we got to this?
I was trying to keep it simple, as in this side and that side. You gave me the X factor, and I'm like,
we can't keep nothing simple when it comes to this guy right here. How do we keep it simple?
I'm just saying, but all right.
It's already right. So
I just found that statement was kind of
confusing. Listen. All right, so we talked about the other individuals, but it's more to come after this. So this abuse was at times, we did that. Shoot, I wanted to stay where I was. Okay, so we already talked about it could be physical, emotional, and intimate, you know, in the intimacy department. As a part of it, huh?
Worse can fly.
I can say all the shit I want to say right now, because fuck this shit. This shit is juicy. As a part of his pattern of abuse, Combs manipulated women to participate in highly orchestrated performances of essay or whatever with male commercial workers. First of all, I'll get to that in a second. Let me just get through this paragraph and then we'll get to the worker. Just remember workers, because I got some things that I got questions. At times, Combs and others acting at his direction made arrangements for women and commercial workers to fly to Combs' location. Combs ensured participation from the women by, among other things, obtaining and distributing narcotics to them. That pink stuff, too, because you know they be having that pink stuff in that bag. Mm-hmm. In the Prada bag. Mm-hmm. But narcotics, controlling their careers, leveraging his financial support, and threatening to cut them off, I guess the same, and using intimidation and violence. So this is what he did to the ladies. Those are the things. That's why y'all still think Cassie lying? It was a paper chase still, huh?
No.
It was a paper chase. That girl was lying. No. Oh, never mind. A video came out. Oh, that was the other thing that I wanted to mention too. What they're saying right now is that she's in danger, Cassie.
That would
because
be the
stupidest all of this. Thing. And the further we go in this case, you're going to see that she is very much included in this case.
But that would be the stupidest thing, because if anything does happen to her or anybody she's close to, the prime suspect would be who?
Him. But I think they led with that to kind of alter the second judge, because he had to see two judges for bail. Mm-hmm. The one he saw yesterday was a magistrate, and then they have the Supreme that is over the magistrate. The magistrate said, no, you stay in your black ass in jail. Mm-hmm. You're a danger to the public. We don't know, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But yeah, so that plays a part. So just bear with me.
Did you want to say something about the NSA workers that you had a thought?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get to these workers. I hate that they keep putting the word commercial in front of workers, in front of the worker part. And I'm going to tell you why I hate that. Because technically, if you want to be technical about it, all workers, so if they say commercial male worker, well, y'all know the word that I'm not saying that they that is in front of the word worker, but male commercial worker. I hate the, they're just, they workers.
Okay.
Like they be having commercials and stuff on TV, like, hey, looking for a good time. Like, you could omit that for me.
I think the funny thing to me is the more and more we read these, I realize how much language for at least the legal system is so different. And I don't know if because of the time we're in, it's like they using certain words because counting the day, being a sex worker is not considered a bad thing. So are they using commercial
because it's not necessarily I don't know, but
that's what I would think. That's what I think about it.
I don't even care why they're doing it. Just omit the word. We don't need to know that they're a commercial ass worker. They're a worker. We know what they do for a living. Just say that. Like simplify this. You don't have to make it that complicated. But you want to go on to number four?
Yes. All right, so physical abuse by Sean Combs, aka the Diddler. I'm not saying all the other nicknames no more. The defendant Papa did a pop. The defendant was recurrent and widely known on numerous occasions from at least in or about 2009 and continuing for years. Combs assaulted women by, among other things, striking, punching, dragging, throwing objects at, and kicking them. These assaults were at times witnessed by others and included one instance in LA in an LA hotel in or about March 2016, which was captured on video and later publicly reported, where Combs kicked, dragged, and threw a vase at a woman as she was attempting to leave. We know who that is. When a member of the hotel security staff intervened, Combs attempted to bribe the staff member to ensure silence. Combs' violence was also not limited to these women. It extended to his employees, witnesses to his abuse, and others.
Anybody can get it.
I was literally about to say anybody can get it.
Anybody can get it. Dang kid, I say this about Chris Brown and y'all be laughing at me like I'm just joking, it's funny and all that, but there's certain people in this world that anybody can get it. So you'll say, it's a woman beater. No, it's all people beater. They don't care what the gender is. You done pissed them off, so now they about to beat your ass. That's an anybody can get it type of nigga. Like, if Puffy, I heard some things, so maybe he did. Anybody can get it.
Anybody can get it, Trent.
Yeah, anybody can get it. So, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Papa Diddle Pop, the defendant used the Combs business, including certain employees, to carry out, facilitate, and cover up his abuse and commercial sex. I can't even say it no other. Why was it commercial?
I understand what they're saying. They're using the word commercial very
encounters with sex workers. Jesus Christ! Way more complicated than it has to be. Just say
it's a reason they use the word commercial. It's a reason they're using it because I even see kind of like I get what they're doing with the word.
I mean, you gotta build it up to make your racketeering charge stick, but this. Commercial. All right, his dealings with
because this is what it is. When they say commercial, it means commerce. It's in for pay. That's what they're using it for.
Commercial.
That's
right. Kind of the angle. I get it. Commerce. I know what that means. What I'm saying is, you could omit that for me. You feel me? I don't need to see that word 11 times. Just like I don't need to see AKA throughout the whole document. I get what it's saying. I understand that part. Very well versed. But it's just too much, is my point. But anyway, those employees included security staff, household staff, personal assistants, high-ranking supervisors, and other close associates at the They acted as Combs' intermediates. They came, they handled the business. They had the Prada fanny pack with the pink stuff in it. Okay.
I got a joke. Can I do my joke real quick?
Wait a minute. Let me finish this because I'm almost done with this one. And their conduct was facilitated and assisted by Combs' control of the Combs business. All right, go ahead, shoot.
My only joke was if they named everybody, come on, household staff, personal assistants, high ranking supervisor, and they said Cuba Gooding Jr., and then he went on.
I'm surprised that he does not have a space on that roster.
No, it would be funny if he just get named as an individual person.
That was as a part of the Combs business. He just there.
Yes. It's like, we don't understand why he was here, but he was there.
That he was there. We don't know exactly what he was doing or what his job title was.
But we have nothing on him, but he's always there.
He's just there.
That he should have been funny as fuck to me.
All right. The Combs Enterprise.
Got you. All right. The Combs Enterprise. From at least in or about 2008 through on or about the date of the filing of this indictment, Sean Combs, Papa Diddy Bop, the defendant, and others known and unknown were members and associates of a criminal organization, the Combs Enterprise, or the Enterprise.
Oh, that sounds so mysterious.
Mysterious, sinister. Members and associates of the Combs Enterprise engaged in and attempted to engage in, among other activities, sex trafficking, forced labor, interstate transportation for purposes of prostitution, coercion, enticement to engage in prostitution, narcotics offenses, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice.
Now, these are all things that I could see to happen. Have you been where we've been at in the last few months?
Yeah.
Head into a year. We've read a lot of cases. And in these cases, everything that they are charging him with, we've seen in these cases.
I love how in this they always throw the among other things.
Among other things. Like
what's the other things?
Well, yeah, I want to know what the other thing. And I do love how mysterious they made it when they said the Enterprise. That was like
yeah,
the icing on the cake right there, the Enterprise. Like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't know about the Enterprise, but shit. Fuck, what is going on over at the Enterprise? I don't even know. Listen.
Oh fuck. You know how they always say there's a Jay-Z verse for everything?
Yeah. Fuck.
Jay-Z once said, there's a secret society. All we ask is trust.
Is that the Enterprise? Is that what the Dream was talking about when he was talking about the sanctuary? I got questions.
Ooh.
I got questions.
Wait, does Diddy and the Dream have any songs together?
I mean, I'm quite sure they work together. I got questions. Because is the Enterprise a part of the sanctuary? I got questions.
It's a subsidiary of the sanctuary. I mean, the sanctuary is a subsidiary of the Enterprise.
You see my eyeballs right now. Dot, dot, dot. Your sleuth is on. I need a magnifying glass. That's my next purchase.
Magnifying glass and a Sherlock Holmes hat?
Period. And a little briefcase. I need all that. Because I'm trying to tell you. All right. So, the Combs Enterprise or the Enterprise, because I like that, including its leadership, its members and associates, constituted an enterprise, as defined by Title 18, United States Code, Section 1961, parentheses 4, that is a group of individuals associated in fact, although not a legal entity. So an enterprise would be kind of like what the mob was.
Yeah.
so forth. So, oh, they done put him on that level. Oh, that's why he getting, okay, all right. They going for the jugular on this one. The Combs Enterprise consists of Diddle Pop, the defendant, entities within Combs' business, including but not limited to the bad boy. Hold on. Oh, I went too far. I'm scrolling too fast. Hold on. Okay. Shit. I was scared for a second. Ooh. I had to calm down. I got there. I was too fast.
The Enterprise gonna get you.
I got scared for a second. I was afraid. But Bad Boy Entertainment, Combs Enterprise, the Combs Global, individuals employed by and associated with Combs businesses and other and others known and unknown. So if you just were in the circumference and they can prove that you were there, you are included in the enterprise.
And I'll be fair, the scary thing about that is you could be a car driver. You could be a person who just picked somebody up from the airport and they could say, oh yeah, I'm going here, but I'm not sure why I'm going here. Oh no, everything will be okay. I was just told to tell you that everything's going to be okay. You are now an associate to that. Situation. Because if you've done it once, twice, three times.
You probably did it a million times.
And that's
knowing that who you dealing with, who your boss was, you've done it.
But that goes to the
poor drivers.
Drivers, bodyguards, chefs, cooks.
Daggone housekeeping. All I was trying to do was clean. Rodney Portell had to take a second job as a piano player. Imagine what their lives is like. What? I'm just saying.
I have to keep with this joke though. The only person that's not part of the enterprise, but he was always there.
I'm just saying. So the Combs Enterprise constituted an ongoing organization whose members function as a continuing unit. They giving them the continuing enterprise. Oh, Lord. They getting them unit for a common purpose of achieving the objectives of the Combs Enterprise. The Combs Enterprise was engaged in and its activities affected interstate and foreign commerce. Oh, my gosh. So they were just...
That boat trip.
Oh, if I'm Sherlock, you my Watson. I ain't gonna lie.
It's elementary, dear cat.
Oh, my gosh. If I'm Sherlock, you my Watson, my dude. Because them boat trips, that's why Lil Roy had to get another job. Shoot. As a piano player on a boat.
All right, I'm rocking 9 and 10. At all times.
Wait. Because I said for the foreign commerce. This is the last thing. The Combs Enterprise operated in the Southern District of New York and elsewhere. That's the last thing I had to say. Go ahead.
Saint elsewhere. Elsewhere is in the ocean, outside of quote unquote American jurisdiction for certain laws.
However, and it could be in Dubai too. You never know. They like.
If you come back and forth, and you're an American citizen,
yeah,
that's what's gonna catch you.
Yeah.
So at all times,
commerce.
At all times relevant to this indictment, Sean Combs, aka Papa Diddy Bop, the defendant, and others known and unknown participated in unlawful and other activities related to the conduct of the Combs Enterprise affairs. So whatever this enterprise was doing, these people that's in the circle or slightly out the circle, they connected. These individuals included certain Combs business employees, such as members of the Combs security staff. We just said this. Security staff, household staff, personal assistants, and high-ranking supervisors, as well as other close associates of Combs. And then Cuba Gooding Jr. Allegedly. Allegedly.
His name, I see it, even though it's not on this document. I see it. I see it right there.
You see
it. I see it. It's like, it like magically appeared on there. It's not on the document. If you go download this document from our website, just know his name is not on the document, but I can see it because I've read enough of these cases where he is inserted in some shit that he had no business being inserted in. I'm just saying.
My weird idea that he is the informant of all this.
But I got something to say about that too. I got something to say about that too, but we're going to get to it. Somebody's name has not popped up in this document, but has popped up in Little Rod's case. And we're going to get to that. So,
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where we at? We are gonna get to that. Okay, so where we at? 10?
Okay, so here we go. The purpose of the enterprise.
This is crazy. The purpose of the Combs enterprise included the following. Oh my gosh. Operating a global business in the media, entertainment and lifestyle industries, including, among other things, record labels, recording studios, an apparel line, and alcohol spirits business, which he did not really completely own, but whatever, we'll talk about that later, a marketing agency, and a television network and media company.
On service, all that's legit. On service, all that's legit. There's nothing wrong with that on the surface.
No, not on the surface, except for when he was opening them bottles and putting that pink stuff in it. Whatever. Preserving, protecting, promoting, and enhancing the power, reputation, and brand of Sean Combs, aka Papa Diddle Pop, the defendant, as a musician, entrepreneur, a figure in the entertainment industry. You want to do C?
Yes.
Okay.
Enriching members and associates of the enterprise, including its leader, Combs, Papa Diddle Pop. And in particular, those who demonstrated loyalty. It's blood in, blood out here.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And willingness to conceal his crimes. What's the first rule of Fight Club? There is no Fight Club. Anyway, I'll do B. Preserving, protecting, why does it sound like police though? Preserving, protecting, promoting, and enhancing the power of Combs Enterprise, including the power of its leader, Combs, through violence, use of firearms, threats of violence, coercion, and verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they said he did, Papa Diddle Pop.
Fulfilling the personal desires of Combs, particularly those related to Combs' sexual gratification, including through the exploitation of women and the use of commercial sex workers.
Them commercial sex workers always got pop up in me. Enabling,
Now, I didn't know if you want to rock out to the next set, but you got it.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to handle that because we going bang this because this is like only 11 pages. I feel like we could get through this tonight. Enabling Combs and other members and associates of the Combs Enterprise, aka the Enterprise, to engage in unlawful acts of violence, including sexual violence, sexual trafficking, forced labor, interstate transportation for the purpose of prostitution, coercion and enticement to engage in prostitution. So he was trying to pimp people out narcotics distribution, other crimes, and concealing the commission of such acts. Well, who is going to go around and just be like, hey, by the way, I'm pimping hoes and giving them drugs and having big ass. Yeah, I locked that on purpose because I wanted to get to that. But I ain't got time for him and his house full of tacos and baby hey, what's up, Rock? But I ain't got time for you today. You will not antagonize me today, sir. You will not torment me today, sir. Anyway, so first of all, who is going to go and tell that that's what I'm pimping? I'm pimping. I'm pimping these hoes. I'm giving them drugs. I'm giving other people drugs. I'm threatening them with my Blakey. Like, nobody, they said, this tripped me out because they said, in concealing the commission of such acts. Who is telling them? Who? I'm sorry. I needed to say that. Securing absolute loyalty from members of the Combs Enterprise, including through acts of violence and threats. So he was pistol whipping niggas. Now I believe that incident in the bathroom really happened. Cause it didn't even make sense how that played out. And now that I'm And protecting the Combs Enterprise and its members and associates, including Combs, from detection and prosecution by the law enforcement authorities through the acts of intimidation, manipulation, bribery, and threats of retaliation against individuals who witnessed the crime committed by members and associates of the enterprise. I said, I believe what happened in that bathroom.
If you want to go smoke, and the way it was laid out, we looked at it and I Google mapped it. I'm like, yeah, this is. I will say one thing. You might want to scroll up on the big screen because they can't see what we're seeing right now.
Well, no, I did that on purpose. Actually, I'm about to take that off of the screen. I did that on purpose because I had no intention on scrolling for them. Let them know that.
This is where we was at.
But yeah, that's the document we're actually reading right now. I'm not scrolling through this as we go along because it's a lot of pages. Like, we're just going to read it. You go back, re-listen, whatever, if you need to catch up.
Moment in Rock Out methods for, and then we hit the little break.
Yeah, because child. Mm-hmm. All right, so because Lord have mercy, but I believe what happened in that bathroom happened in that bathroom. I believe everything.
Somebody said something they weren't supposed to say. You know what's funny? We never got the reason that it occurred. We just know that it was an issue because we heard it from Lil Rod. So he may not have been privy to what was the actual conflict that had happened. He just know the results of the conflict.
Right. He saw that boy and then with his guts in his hand, basically. And then they say G is alive, but I still have not heard anything else about G. So
I kept saying that. I'm like, is this dude okay? Like, does he exist anymore? Like, what's the deal?
Where is G? If you don't know who G is, y'all, because y'all haven't been going through this as long as Doc and I have, G is the gentleman that got hit in the bathroom at Chalice Studios in the Little Rod case, where he's talking about Diddy and his son and this dude in the bathroom, and then next thing you know, gunshots, pow, pow. Then next thing you know, this dude G is in the bathroom with his guts hanging in his hands. And they try to tell the police
that it happened
outside, but all the blood is inside of the studio. And why would you bring him inside after he'd been shot outside? It just, we did our detective work on this. Doc and I really, with a fine tooth comb, did I hope? Because it didn't make sense. Mm-mm. And now it's dot. Yeah, so we'll do means and method and then we'll stop and we'll continue this on. Now, I think we're going to get to the other paperwork on the next episode too, because this Oh, child. So,
means and methods.
Yeah.
So this is the means and methods of the enterprise. So this is how it worked. Among the means and methods by which Sean Cohn, aka Papa Diddy Bop, Papa Diddy Do, whatever you want to say, and associates, and associates of the Cohn's Enterprise conducted and participated in the conduct of the affairs of the Cohn's Enterprise, including the following. And this is the page, is just a long one. Mm-hmm. Cohn's and other members and associates of the Cohn's Enterprises wielded the power, prestige of Cohn's role at Cohn's business to intimidate, threaten, and lure female victims into the Cohn's orbit, often under the pretense of a romantic relationship. Cohn's then used force, threats of force, coercion to cause the victims to engage in extended sex acts with the male commercial sex workers that Cohn's referred to as, among other things, freak-offs. The freak-offs are back, y'all.
They ain't never laugh.
Freak-offs were elaborate and produced sex performances that Cohn's arranged, directed, masturbated during, and often electronically recorded.
Oh, freak. I'm sorry.
If it's consenting adult, that's one thing. If it's not consenting adult and there's coercion involved, that's another thing.
He's still an old freak. Go ahead.
Freak-offs were... In arranging these freak-offs, Cohn's, with the assistance of members and associates of the Cohn's Enterprises, transported and caused to be transported. That's a scary line.
Mm-hmm.
Caused to be transported.
Right.
Commercial sex workers across the state lines and internationally. Freak-offs occurred regularly. Oh, we get this shit on schedule. Mm-hmm. Sometimes lasted multiple days. Oh, this is a marathon shit over here.
Mm-hmm.
And often involved multiple commercial sex workers. During freak-offs, Cohn's distributed a variety of controlled substance to victims, in part to keep the victims obedient and compliant, drugging them up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, unbeknownst to the victims, Cohn's kept videos he filmed the victims engaging in sex acts with commercial sex workers. After freak-offs, Cohn's and the victims typically received IV fluids to recover from the physical exertion and drug use. It was fucking.
Do you know how much drugs you gotta put in your system that you need an IV drip?
Well, you gotta just do some physical labor and work, and you can be dehydrated.
Do you know? No, you to need that on a regular basis. You can need an IV drip. People get those all the time at the hospital. We talking about regular. What one would perceive as healthy, well, I don't know, it's Diddy. It's Papa Diddy Bop. We don't know how healthy he is. But, because I heard some things, but they were in a healthy state of being before they got there, and now they got to get IV drops so that they could just come back.
Multiple days. He basically wants to see people keep hunching for days on end.
Off drugs?
Yes. It's some crazy shit. Like, when I open this door, y'all better be fucking.
I had to go take a shit. I'm back. Y'all still fucking type shit.
Yeah, no, y'all better be. Not y'all still. Y'all better be still.
Nah, that's how he coming back from the bathroom. Y'all still fucking.
Oh, look, you just messed up. Like, what y'all doing out there? Y'all so quiet.
I don't hear no painting.
Basically.
I don't hear no smacking.
So
we going to pick back up on this because although it's only 11 pages, we on page 6. But we will be coming to a close for this one very soon because it's not that many pages. But what I will say is a lot of the things that we have read in all of these civil cases, even Cassie, I told you Cassie played a part in this case.
Yeah,
that's why they say they're in fear of her, you know, and you know, afraid for her because
I wouldn't.
This nigga just shot somebody in the bathroom, got away. That was the other point I wanted to make. Allegedly shot somebody in the bathroom and got away with it. But at some point in this, in our readings, they did make mention of the fact that he would intimidate, like he could get away with it with law enforcement and stuff like that. And his people and his staff, they're not mentioning the particular staff member, but we know that's the head of security because he was the one who was in charge of taking care of those type of things. Who also happened to be the head of security for Michael Jackson before he was taken up. So I just like to bring y'all forward to all of the things because I don't want you to have part of the things. I did post this on social media earlier today, which is the thing about me is, honey, if I'm going to tell the story, I want hard-hitting evidence to go with it. This is why we read these court cases. This is why I make them available on the app. You feel me? Because I'm not just going to sit here and say, you know what I mean? It got to come from a reliable source. And what's more reliable than a court document?
There you go.
I'm just saying. So, yeah, I like to go to the source. I like my sources to be reliable. But again, he has went up for his second bail hearing today. Got denied for a second time. So he got denied from the magistrate and the Supreme. So he's going to sit in there until it's time for his trial because nobody's letting him out. They're going to keep trying to get him out on bail, but he's not getting out. He's going to sit in there. I think he's on the... They putting them on that level with the Epsteins and the Weinsteins and the...
Yes, and the one thing, he virtually is a flight risk.
He is.
And because the other part is him being, quote unquote, allegedly a flight risk, it's also because there's somebody else that already has been able to do that. And I always think, this is just my opinion, that little weird thing that happened in Florida, that was like a test run to see. Can we make this work?
How can we put that together? Because they were supposed to arrest him on Tuesday. They arrested him on Monday. Monday night. They were supposed to get him on Tuesday.
So I do assume, allegedly, that it's because I do believe that there's ways of things that he is a flight risk. He knows somebody that has done it, basically. Think about it.
Russ.
Yes. And so. This is just strictly my
I feel like that was a test run because he didn't go over there to see him.
It was a test run to see. But
after that Florida shit happened, because remember, he still was not in, and they didn't charge him with anything yet. He took a trip to see Russell Simmons. That was his test run to see what he could get away with.
See, I didn't know that he took a trip to see Russell Simmons.
Yep. Usher went first. He came second. Listen, what I'm going to say about they think they slick, but they really not slick. But that was part of the proposal package, too. His jet had to go. He had to ground his jet. He wasn't going to be able to.
He has a boat.
He does, but that was part of the proposal package. Also, he and his kids were to surrender all of their passports. He also wanted to
have one passport.
Him and his kids, even the 1 year old, they actually did that though. They confiscated all of their passports. They can't go nowhere. They can't leave the country.
And I'm not even famous.
He also requested to be on home monitor.
Interesting.
He would stay at his house in Miami. So he wanted to be
home. Cuba is not far from Miami, and a boat ride is not that hard to do.
He wanted to be at his home in Miami. And the other thing that they were going to try to throw on the table was that he wouldn't have any female contact. Like, he wouldn't have female company. And if he did have company, of course, the government would have control over who could come and go from his residence. That's what he proposed. That's not what he got. He got nothing.
Because I want to bring to the Miami thing. Miami, there is countries, Cuba particularly, that it's a boat ride. it's not that crazy in there.
And they don't rock with the United States, and you cannot be extradited. I know all of this good stuff, but this is where he tried to propose, and the judge said, nada. No, no, no. Not today. That's what the judge said. He went.
No. You can't go now.
Your finger was long as shit, too. No, no, no. Not today. But anyway, it's time for me to get to these love notes. We will pick back up on this on Wednesday. So what I'm going to do for next Wednesday, because next week is about to be free. Go ahead. I'm going to say this. I hope that you're listening while I say it. Next week is going to be a crazy, crazy week, right? And I am trying my best to not wear myself too thin. So one of the days next week, I will not be doing a show. I'm already not doing one on Thursday, but we are in prep mode. DJ Rukasey and I, we talked about it earlier today. We are in prep mode because if you don't know, we'll talk about that in a minute. But on the 28th, there is an after party that will be going down. So we'll talk about that. But let me get to this thing that I need to say right now. First of all, I want to show live love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you so much for the love and the support. You're amazing. But these people I'm about to talk about, they're not you. I'm sorry. They are not you. But don't take it personal. It's just they're a different audience. And I've been giving them this love since I've been doing this podcast. I can't stop now, baby. I can't stop now. But it's time to get to the love notes. So love notes, how do we come up with the name? I used to call it love dot, used to call it show notes. We came to a compromise. Now we call it love notes. Because I was never going to call it show notes. Never. I just wasn't. But now we call it love notes. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers. It was. It was a lot of papers. It was probably uncontrollable at some point in time, but it is what it is. I want to get all this off the screen before I start. But that's all right, Doc. You said that, but guess what? We've gone green. We don't even do it that way anymore. Huh. We think about the environment over here at Ambitiously Entertainment. So let's get to this love. Yes, I love you guys. Thank you for all of the love. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you, boo. Thank you so much for all of the love. Thank you for the constant support. I appreciate you guys so much. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you, too. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. You guys are amazing. Oh, my gosh. So amazing. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby. The Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, Boos. I love you, too. Thank you for all of the love and support. You guys are amazing. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, and last but not least, Bangladesh. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you. I love you so much. I do. You guys are everything to me. That's why I keep doing what I do. Thanks. Doc said we worldwide. If the diddler flees, we be like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Oops, I mean PD, aka Brother Love. And where in the world is the diddler? That was my show back in the day. I used to love that show. I ain't gonna lie, Carmen San Diego was I used to watch that show. Where in the world is San Diego? That was my show. Where is she?
Where is PD?
Where is she at in the world? That was my show. Oh my gosh. I used to love that show. Top Flight, catch the vibe. Oh, Miami was a test run. It was. Does Cuba Gooding Jr. got a pilot's license or can he drive a boat? I don't know. I don't know. But he gonna have to pick up a new job now because he can't keep walking around and nobody know what he does anymore. He need a job. Rodney can do work two jobs. He could work two jobs too. I'm just saying.
You with this Rodney with the two jobs. Look, Rodney just want to play his piano.
Do his music. Rodney had two jobs. He was a producer for Love Records and a piano player for the yacht company, for the yacht that they were on for these freak offs. He had two jobs. Don't play with me. Don't try to ruin this hard working man. He was out here trying to get paid and take care of his babies. That's all he was trying to do.
The hustle is real.
He was out there getting his hustle on. Y'all want to play with him like Rodney wasn't going through it. Then he had to watch his back because Cuba was always right there. Then he got Papa Diddle Pop on the other side trying to put stuff in the drinks and stuff. It was crazy. Poor Rodney.
You know the story you ain't brought up again, though? The son, come on. Uncle Cuban is weird, Dad.
Yeah, I'm not chilling, Dad. I'm leaving. I'm going back to my bungalow because you just said Uncle Cuba coming over here, and he's a weirdo, and I don't want to be around him. So I'll see y'all at the next joint. Cause
wow,
I ain't gonna be able to do it, Pops. Sorry. Join the conversation. Drop a comment, call me, or text the numbers 443-780-5978. If you want to talk to us about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. I got tongue-tied like a mantra. Hit that like button. Please hit that like button. We need the support, man. Let me put that comment up there. That's like a free way to support this podcast. We love it. And we want more of it. It's free. And I let them know that we will be here forever. Shout out to our DJ Rukasey. But you know what I mean? Hit that like button. We need that. I need y'all to know something real quick, though. I don't take requests. I will not take requests. Any music video that I play, I have permission to play. That's why I play them. Written, visual, audio. I got consent. So I don't take requests for music videos. Then, I don't know if you know, but my DJ is phenomenal. Y'all not get ready to play with him. I take one request, I got to take them all. No, we not doing that. Mm-mm, leave him alone. I'm scared to tell you, get on a boat, because the last time we seen people on a boat, Papa Diddle Pop. And Cuba Gooding Jr. was going crazy. I can't. Don't worry about getting on the boat, but just catch the vibe. Catch the vibe, all right? Just do that and just shut up.
Pictures. There was pictures, y'all. Pictures.
Yeah, it was pictures. Cuba had his hand on that man's thigh meat. Anyway, no, don't get on the boat. Stay away from the boat. If you see the boat, run. But yeah, we don't take requests. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I can't believe it was pictures. A lot of them. Oh, gosh. Go to our website. You want to see the pictures, you could go to our website, download a case, and you'll see the pictures too.
I'm actually kind of disappointed this one didn't have any pictures about anything. You're just really talking
but
about
this life. This is not lawyer. Yeah. This is prosecutors. Yeah. They different. They move different. This is not a regular, this like civil. This is a criminal case. Ain't gonna be no pictures in this shit. They got pictures. They just not gonna let us in. I know somewhere in some of the shit we gonna get to, though, is some more pictures. So I can't wait for that part. But join our coffee community. Matter of fact, you want to see the pictures? Join our coffee community, and I'll share the pictures on our coffee community. How about that? That's what I'll do. But join our coffee community so we can have titillating, salacious conversations. really, and so I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it, because I get tired of this waiting shit. I keep telling y'all I don't like being censored. I get to say the thing I want to say in a few, so I'm okay with that, I guess. Shout out to our DJ, DJ Rukasey. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, oh, DJ Rukasey, we love you so much over here. Big shout out to him. Can't wait to see you live at this event that I'm going to talk about in a minute. We can't. We ready. It's been a long time coming. But big shout out to DJ Rukasey. Let us know how y'all feel about these mixes. He's working on one as we speak. Conversation I had with him earlier. He's working on one right now as we speak. So this Friday should also be very lit. Tune in. Oh, child. Let me tell y'all something real quick, though. Hold on. Y'all better save the date. It's coming. November the 28th, 2024. We will have the after party. We will have Bomb. We will have Linwood. We will have King Knox, and I will tell him that that 5 points is fraudulent. It's very fraudulent. It's a big F. And we will have... I just told y'all our DJ, our house DJ, Rukasey, in the building. And so this should be fun. And I think we're going to try to squeeze in some Doc's recommendation for a little bit of final exam trivia for the go. So we'll see what we can make out of this. I feel like we're going to be able to put that in there somewhere. So
then I will start working on it.
I think we could do that. I feel like in my soul, that can happen. Don't always just go with what my soul says. Sometimes my soul says something, but but we're gonna try to put that in, because I feel like that could be a good idea. So we're gonna try to put that in there somewhere. I'm gonna go to the drawing board. But yeah, make sure y'all tune in. It's gonna be fun. And it's gonna be my birthday celebration, so you should tune in. Yeah, you wanna give me something for my birthday? Tune in. I mean, you can give me other things, but tune in. So that's that. Oh, child. What time is it? I got this trash night. We got to get this over with. Not rushing us, but it is our trash night. So let me say this. Mind your business. Except for on Media Mondays, where I tell everybody's business, because I'm definitely doing that on the Media Monday. Sorry. I'm not sorry. That's what the hell I do. The tap in, sometimes, not intentionally, though. And then the wiretap, I'm definitely telling you, you did not just hear me, us, tell that man business. We were just telling all that man business. We telling it. Wet wire, not so much. Well, I tell my business. But, yeah, other than that, mind your business. Safer that way. Safe way to live your life. Love your babies. Ooh. Before I came to do the show this evening, I went to tuck my baby in, and she looked so peaceful and sleepy. But I really know it's just middle school wolves. She's tired. But anyway, love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. They let them know. They need to know the day of the GOAT. Like, that is mandatory, I feel like. As a parent, you should do that. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. Space. Watch out for the stadium-sized asteroids. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And don't look at them in your telescope, because if they, the size of a stadium passing us, how big do you think they'll be in your telescope? I'm just if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, or engineer, because I know they got them over there too. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love NASCAR. That's why they want, that's why I say them. I rocks with anybody that rocks with a muscle car. Okay. All right. But whatever the case may be, whatever they want to do, you just encourage them to be great at it. That's that. I try to be nice. I try not to even give out these warnings, Doc, but I kind of have to at this point in time in my life.
Do you?
People be trying to play with my emotions. Fair warning. Stay in your fucking lane. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane is not the same lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Okay? Okay. You jump into my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I got two of my bitches out with me right now until next week. I don't know how many I'm going to have next week. But this week, I got two. And my bottom bitch with me. We want to fuck some shit up. So just stay in your lane. That's all I'm saying. You jump in my lane, you getting her. You do not want her. She is not nice. She is a bitch. Leave her over there. Don't break the glass and don't push the button. Ugh, you don't want her. Not intentionally bitchy. It's just people make her bitchy. She get annoyed easily. Just leave her where she's at. You don't want her. You want her. Meow.
Meow.
Nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. Yeah, she is. And furry. Rub her fur. Or her. Hey, you big perv bitches. This is what I've been wanting to say all day. Hey, you big perv bitches. Her, you want her. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. If Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. But you don't want that first one. Because she's not nice. And the other thing is, what usually happens when you get into a collision? I mean, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane and everything will be cool and copacetic. But which segues to my next point, J. Cole. Thank you for listening, baby. Wise decision. I mean, sometimes you gotta listen to the girl. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. It's not. Some battles you got like, fuck that shit. You won. You got it. That's you. That's all you. Worry about winning the war. I am. Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. He also said you can run, but you can't high five in these streets that we done took. And woosah. Mama say, mama say, mama kusah. I told y'all, I'm working on it. They told y'all that at very young ages. Y'all didn't listen then, but hopefully you're listening now. And then the last thing for the evening is this. Lizzo, listen to me, I think. I don't know. I'm scared for her now in light of all this shit. Be yourself. Be authentic to you. Be genuinely you. Don't let nobody tell you what you are supposed to do because you don't live for other people. You live for yourself. Even if you come into this world with a twin, guess what, baby? You still come in by yourself. And when you leave, you're going to leave by yourself. So fuck them. You're never going to make anybody completely happy. You do the one thing that they bitching about and they going to find something else. Fuck them. Just worry about making you happy. That's all I'm saying. That's how I live my life every day. Unapologetically. Fuck them. Doc, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, lady.
This was a crazy, crazy ass case right here to start off with.
We only halfway through, so I assume.
I can't even imagine.
Look, I already can imagine because I see a number connected to an item, connected to another item, which is like,
Yeah, this is the first criminal case we've ever covered, though. So this is just.
Look, I'm still reading salacious stuff.
Heinous. Heinous, depraved. It's all kinds of shit in here. We using our whole vocabulary list for this shit. It's ridiculous.
Anyway,
I'm telling you, I'm gonna get my small whiteboard. I'm gonna just write all the words on there, and we're gonna go through it. I'm gonna have a pointer, and we're gonna say the words together every time we gotta read this nigga case or anything that got to do with Cuba Gooding Jr. We gonna refer to that list. Anyway, I thank you, sir. I thank you for another entertaining, funny night. I don't know how we make light of shit like this, but we do. But it's
cool. Because it's based upon reality, unfortunateness, but survivors being able to, bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
And bad people do bad things.
Yeah.
If you survive through it, If you don't want to cry no more, you can probably laugh about it.
That's I was going to say, you got to laugh to keep yourself from crying. Real shit. But anyway, thank you for another entertaining evening.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Y'all, we got to get up out of here. It's trash night. And me and Doc be acting like we don't have trash to take out on a Wednesday night. And we do. So we got to go. I don't want y'all to think
we don't. I'm going to clean up my fridge.
Yeah, listen, ain't nobody playing around here. We keep shit clean. It's like, no, but we do got to get up out of here. We love you guys so much. As usual, a fun show. And y'all be safe out here. I'm going to make sure I ain't no wild animals in my backyard because it happens. Good night. I love y'all. Not the wild animals. The crickets are already trying to get me. I got to go. Bye, y'all. I love y'all. And the lantern flies. I'm out.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.